Yeah, baby. DJ Double D with the beats again here on Blow the Whistle on twitch.tv/sportstownshy. Still here with you, Tyler Yeo Ball and Shane Butterball Beaterball with Andrew Pepe Valentin and David Double D Dykstra.
See, what the blue blazes just happened there?
What did you do?
I broke it,
Oh, man.
Come on.
I see a white screen flashing in the window. What are you doing?
Jesus.
Nah, we're still good.
We're still alive.
Still alive. Listen, aren't you glad we took a break? You wouldn't have gotten those incredible beats if I hadn't.
That's why he wanted to take a break. He wanted to brag about his beats. All right, still here with you. We're going to start talking about the NL Central now, as that is also hot garbage that is all over the place.
Is it, though?
I mean, I don't know about hot garbage.
It doesn't look that much better.
It's really around the same.
I wouldn't necessarily, I might call this division the most exciting division in the majors right now.
I would, because like it's so close, or just by the teams?
Just because the teams.
Well, Cincinnati came from behind.
An element of.
That's the only team, though, is Cincinnati because of Ellie De La Cruz. That's about it.
If I'm a layman's Cubs fan, I'll be the first one to admit it. The Cubs are not my team. I do watch them when I get a chance, but yeah. They are not my team.
No.
I think the Cubs are starting to figure it out.
And slowly, it's hard to. They're winning against good teams, and they're playing just, good when
you've
either,
got two really good pitchers.
Well, yeah, they lead the NL. All of NL in ERAs. So they're, I mean, those two guys
are
killing.
And then you got an old man who's trying to recapture his youth. Which, good for him. Yeah. I give him that. But, like, for me, the Cubs are exciting, too.
No, they're fun to watch.
What I'm talking about as far as excitement, let me clarify.
Go for it.
It's the young talent.
Yeah.
This might be the most young, talented division in all of baseball where these young guys are showing up and showing out.
Yeah.
I mean, Morel's having a great season.
Morel's kicking ass. Suzuki's
just waiting for Ohtani to get there so he can have his best friend there.
That's the plan. That's the plan.
I would change my plan if I were you.
Did you hear Tyler's little
it's the same
Christmas morning giggle?
It finally happened.
It's the same nervous Santa. Talk I have when I talked about DJ Uiagalelei.
Oh, speaking of which,
he got drafted.
He got drafted 20th round.
Yeah.
LA Dodger.
Yeah.
DJ Uiagalelei.
If football doesn't work, he's got something else to play.
Exactly.
Yeah, football ain't going to work.
You don't know that.
He's going to hold on.
I'm going to die on that hill. I don't care. I'm dying on that hill. I'm dying on the Quinn Ewers hill.
See, yeah,
I'm going
on
all of them.
This is exactly why I wanted Rob to watch this today, because I wanted Rob to chime in on the chat and go, who's this fool talking about DJ Uiagalelei and how great he is?
The great quarterback
because
of the Pac-12.
Our buddy Rob Brown is from South Carolina. Where he got to watch.
Oh, so
Spencer,
he's a fan.
Spencer Rattler with that DJ Uiagalelei Butte last year.
Let's see how Spencer does this year, huh?
National title here.
Stop.
No, this is what I'm praying happens. This is what I want.
Okay.
I want both Oregon State and South Carolina to become bowl eligible this year. And then they face off in a bowl and I can rub it in Andrew's face again.
DJ's going to tear that up.
Wrong, sir.
We'll see about that.
We'll see.
He didn't promise me anything. But so the Cubs are only 7 games behind. Right behind Milwaukee, who's only a game behind Cincy right now. Cincy's leading. What really helped them was that 12 game winning streak.
12.
Yeah. Yeah, that was unbelievable. So they came out of nowhere. But no, like going with the Cubs, it's like they have the talent. And I preach about this every flipping episode, is just that bullpen is just garbage.
Go out and get yourself some bullpen.
And that's what I'm hoping they do before the deadline.
You got people right across the street.
They have their ace. Yeah, really. They have their ace in Stroman. Stroman's
He is not an ace.
I say he is.
I say you're full of crap.
Tell me why.
He's the ace on this team by default.
I think he could be an ace any other team.
No!
Yes!
Absolutely.
Why?
You're going to put him in the same category as Gerrit Cole.
Yes.
I wouldn't do it.
I'm leaving.
Hold on.
No, no, there's no. I'm done.
Here's the thing. He doesn't. He has 90.
I wouldn't even put him in the same breath as Zach Gallen right now.
Yeah, he's got 98 strikeouts. He's got 41 walks strikeouts over nine innings. He's at 7.8, which is probably about at the average. His WAR's at 3.1, which is fine, and his average is under three. His ERA is under three, which is fine. That's also great stuff, but he's not one of the elites. I'm sorry. I don't see it. If somebody wants to give him a giant contract, I say trade him, get the prospects you can for him, and start building towards the future. Because if the Cubs buy into him, they're going to sink money into, which is going to be bad money because he's getting older.
You have a potential future ace on your staff right now. Justin Steele.
Oh, yeah. No, of course.
Could turn into the ace.
He's the best pitcher on the team.
I like him the best. I mean,
Smiley's got great potential, too.
I was more saying you have two potential.
Yeah, where did that start come from Drew Smiley the other day?
He fixed his mechanics.
Is that all it was?
From what I understand, tweaked the mechanics, and he fixed his curveball or changeup, one of those two.
That's what it is with him, though. It's like because he's been so streaky this year, but like sometimes he's got it, sometimes it's almost like another Kyle Hendricks.
He's gonna need, yeah,
really.
Well, when you have junk pitchers that rely on hitting their spots,
yeah,
you're gonna have that.
And he's an older pitcher too. Like you got to remember, he's up there, 34. So,
God, yeah, forget how
that. Yeah, he's not a young pup. The guy that they should be looking to try and sell is maybe Talon.
Ain't no one in the
nobody God's wants green him though. That's the thing.
Don't ever say Talon in the Score Studios. People will yell at you.
Wait, it's they'll Tyone. Yell at you about that, but they Tyone. Won't yell at you.
It's Tyone, but like
Tyone.
We had a host that kept saying Talon, and it was just pissing people.
He has no Talon. That's the problem.
Well, here's my thing. You say that, and then he goes out and does what against the Yankees?
Right. Like, yeah, exactly.
And you're going,
which I feel like was just That was just a prove it game. Like, oh, you got rid of me. Well, watch what I can do.
Oh, yeah. You're always going to see that with the former teams.
Look what I can do.
Exactly. And for one moment, you go, that's really good.
Get him off the roster.
Yeah, we're not going to talk about that game.
But they go mad. Wait, they get mad about that game, about the Taylor name, but they don't get mad about Mastroboni.
No, it's because it's pronounced Tyone, and so people get all mad because a certain someone is being a host on a show, and then he pronounces the names wrong.
Okay,
so
if you're a good player, you get your name said right. You're a bad player, it doesn't matter how your name gets pronounced. Oh, yeah.
Before you even came into the studio, Mr. Man over there had a mini rant.
Who, him?
About Mastroboni?
Mastroboner?
Mastroboner, why is he being lined up as the DH when he's got the worst batting average of the freaking team?
Why does he keep coming back to the team?
AAA, and I'm like, okay, thank God, get him out of there.
They haven't brought Melvin back up, have they?
Why? My biggest question mark is why is Pete Crow Armstrong not brought up yet? I keep saying, it's just because they're still working on putting his last name on the jersey. But
I think they're trying to save him for next year. I would bring him up
Look. They are contending. They could.
What position?
I mean, you'd have to move him to the outfield because that's where he's been playing. So I would.
That's fine.
Yeah, they need a first baseman.
You could slap.
They do.
Yeah.
Because now Mervis went back down to minors.
Oh, that's his name, Mervis.
Matt Mervis.
I call him Melvin all the time.
Yeah, wasn't he supposed to solve all the problems, and then he started hitting 160?
He's the god. He's the savior.
Look, I know that kid hits a ton.
He's so much of a savior that somebody bet a Brazilian.
Oh, I see. I saw that, yeah. Why would you do that?
Not knowing what a Brazilian was.
Now, Ellie.
Even better.
Oh, jeez. Like, I already know who this is.
It's insane. Unbelievable.
Hating ass.
That kid opens up. Okay, so let's move on from the Cubs.
Yeah, because yeah.
I have you truly believe I thought Pittsburgh would be sellers. I think they should be sellers? Yeah. No. I think they're going to be? Yes.
I think they'll sell off whatever they feel is going to be unnecessary for the long run.
You stay away from that pitcher.
Keller?
You keep that beautiful.
Oh, yeah.
That beautiful man.
Keller, Cruz. I mean, they're keeping
Reynolds.
Davis. Keys is another one I would still keep because Keys is athletic. I know he's been up and down,
but the future of the Central is Cincinnati and Pittsburgh. Like,
yeah. Or Keyshawn Reyes, excuse me, Reyes. But no, if I were them, I would look to sell to buy kind of thing, right? Sell off the junk that you don't need, right? Or whatever prospects that you feel like they've been here too long. Let's put them in a block.
You know they should sell Kutch, but they're not going to.
No, he's retiring. Retiring as a Pirate. Come on.
Yeah, but
not this year. But
you know what I'm saying is like. Right. The proper thing to do would be like, hey, Kutch, you want to go back to Philly?
Right. Want to get one more chance? Run? Yeah.
Because they got the guys that they could.
I think.
They could be contenders too. They started off hot.
Yeah. Well, I think he's looking to probably just call it a day with Pittsburgh.
Yeah. I'm sure that's too.
By this year. Well, and I think he's also good for the young guys too. Like, give him a little bit of
That team would be completely different without Kutch.
If anything, I think Andrew McCutchen could become a coach at one point. Like, he'll be coaching in the minors as a hitting coach. Speaking of managing them or something.
Future managers. Over under on Yachty being Cardinals manager next year.
I mean, they need it.
What, plus 800?
Really? That far? I would go minus.
Minus?
I'd go minus numbers on that.
minus 210?
If they fire their manager, which probably will happen.
At this point, it's not looking good for them.
No.
They may be sellers, too.
They're sitting 11.5 back, dead last.
I wouldn't sell their stars aren't going anywhere.
You don't.
But
you
know. It's the...
Because there's a lot of people saying that the third baseman. Damn it.
Arenado.
Arenado's on the block.
Goldschmidt is the one that they may move because Goldschmidt's getting up in age and he can bring back some
problems. He's still bringing value.
Goldschmidt, you want to come to the Cubs?
They need a first baseman.
Dude, if that trade happened, that's the sign of the Armageddon right there. I'm telling
the
you right
Cardinals
now.
With the Cubs.
And out of nowhere,
go, what's happening? He just won the MVP.
Oh, Contreras, you want to go to the rival?
Can I come back?
Out of nowhere, it's a three-team trade.
I'll back up Jan.
Goldschmidt goes to the Cubs. The Cubs send who could the Cubs send down to?
Mastroboni.
No. The Cubs get Goldschmidt.
Yeah.
Oh, this is really mean. The Cubs get Goldschmidt. Wilson Contreras goes to the White Sox. Oh, and the White Sox send Tim Anderson to St. Louis.
There you go. Solved everybody's problems. Except for the Cardinals, who have no first baseman now.
No. Jimenez, too.
Oh. Have fun with that.
Eloy's playing first.
God. Okay, Eloy, you just keep your foot on the back. Got it.
That'd be the wackiest three-team trade. Like, just those teams in general.
That would be so odd. And it can happen, folks. A three-team trade can actually happen in baseball.
Oh, no, it can. But it's
just to clarify.
Those three teams specifically.
Yeah.
Just
well,
be weird.
You know, nobody has to go that far then, you know? It's not that far of a drive.
Wilson's like, I'm going where?
Yeah. It's an hour flight at best.
Going back?
Wait, what do you mean I'm going back to Chicago? Yeah, but you're not going to the one up top. You're going to the one on the south side. Man.
That would be.
By the way, you got to take a contract reduction. Man! Damn it!
Son of a!
I left because of the money!
So, St. Louis is absolutely out of it.
They're out.
Yeah, they're done.
Completely.
And like I said, I would not be shocked to see Yachty as their manager next year.
Milwaukee's going to be an interesting one because they're going to get offers.
You want to hear my crazy? Yachty, manager, pitching coach, Wainwright.
Oh, jeez.
Hitting coach, Pujols. get the whole gang together.
Why not? Let's do it and see what happens.
I was still calling for Yachty to be the manager of the White Sox and bring Pujols in as the hitting coach.
Once again, I will say this as loud as I can. Hitting coach is the most overrated position in Major League Baseball.
It is.
Most of these guys have their own private hitting instructors.
If you haven't learned how to hit by now, or if you haven't
not
learned...
just that.
And in the minors, too, by the way, the minors is where the coaches should be at. By the time you get to the majors, you can't swing the bat and hit the ball. That's a problem.
Are you saying Milwaukee's going to get trade offers for
Yeah, Woodruff and Burns are going to be on
hot
the block.
Commodities,
yeah.
Absolutely.
Because Burns is still a Cy Young style pitcher.
Yeah.
Woodruff, I think, is, I don't say Cy Young, but you know he can still win more. Yeah, he can win more than he loses, and he's great with his pitches. So those two guys alone, I think if they traded them both, they're getting an entire future back. Like, that's Milwaukee's future.
So you're saying they see no no future of making a run at a World Series this year.
I personally would say that, yes. I would say trade both of them.
Let's trade them and build for the future.
Yes, absolutely. I know that that's not what Milwaukee fans want to hear, but how many times have they gotten so close to like being in the playoffs? Possibly we're talking about them reaching that opportunity, but they just keep falling down. Like, yeah, it's over and over. It's over.
They've always been just right there.
So at this point, Corbin Burns.
It's been since Ned Yost.
Yeah. And Woodrow.
How'd you like that pull, Andrew?
That's good.
Robin. Jesus.
That was a pull right there.
That was good, yeah. Robin Yount, where are you, man?
Ned Yost and Robin Yount.
That's a throwback. That was back in the day when everybody still wore the nice wispy mustaches.
And they all were going, why? Yeah. And that's it. They're like, because we're here.
Also, best logo for the Brewers by far.
By far.
But I just feel like those two guys, and it's not them asking, like, we want to be traded. It's everybody else saying, we put them on our rotation. We have a chance, right?
Absolutely.
One of those two guys goes to Houston, or they go to, Seattle or something like that? Or they do the Yankees or something? I mean,
Rangers.
Angels.
So you're saying, are you saying that you would consider trading those guys for, like, hitters for Milwaukee?
It's hitters and pitching prospect.
Talent.
Because those two guys, I think you can get your, like, the top five guy in their prospect
list. Because once again, look at that division.
Right.
Look at that division.
It's up for grabs. Yeah,
well,
exactly.
Not just that it's up for grabs, but this division in 3 years is going to be full of nothing but young superstars.
You have to get right. younger.
No, exactly.
Because what is the issue for St. Louis? They're old.
Yeah, right. Exactly. And it's catching up to them, as you can
see. It worked
for
them last year, and now this year, all of a sudden, everybody's breaking down. They're exhausted. They're not playing the same way. You lose your leader behind the plate.
Wainwright doesn't have an arm anymore.
Yeah.
No.
I've never seen him get lit up like that by the Cubs, ever.
Yeah, that was rough.
In London, I've never seen that. Although
I loved it.
If I'd have been smart about it, I would have played an Ian Happ prop, home run prop that day.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I know. That's right. He kept coming in.
Because, I mean, and even Yelich is another guy where I would be like, all right, man, like, yeah, look, you're still good, but, like, you're getting...
I wouldn't
getting,
say his job's safe
no,
with Milwaukee.
I would...
Somebody's going to want him.
He'd be a guy that
up.
They... See, there's a Yankees trade.
Yes.
Not a high-profile guy, but a guy that would thrive.
Yeah, absolutely.
For a year
he'd
with
do
the
good
Yankees.
Over in New York.
You put him in the outfield. Yeah. You can then move Aaron Judge when he gets back, and then you can put Stanton back in the DH.
Yeah.
What about Cincy? I mean, they kind of really just came out of nowhere. They're a young team. We're talking about De La Cruz.
They may be a sell to buy kind of situation.
No, they're gonna be buyers.
They're gonna be buyers.
I think it's gonna be a
trade a player for players.
What a lot of people don't realize is Hunter Green hasn't been playing for the last 3 months.
Yeah, but he still leads the team in strikeouts.
He's coming back.
Yeah,
that's true. Yeah.
They probably got the best young pitcher in the major leagues right now in Abbott.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Who is, if you get a chance to watch this kid pitch, it's ridiculous.
He's got nasty stuff.
Ridiculous.
Yeah.
And then you've got, in my opinion, I can't remember a rookie with this kind of electricity around him ever since I've watched baseball.
L.A. De La Cruz.
I would have to go back to maybe Ohtani, maybe O'Neal Cruz. But
sustained though?
Well, not I haven't seen anybody come in like this hot, right? I mean, in his first three games, the dude's already homered.
Hit for the cycle.
Right, and hit for the cycle. He
stole three bases on two pitches.
Yeah.
I love that he stole home, and I said this on Monday. That was the Milwaukee Brewers pitcher's fault.
Yeah, I don't know why you're hesitating. Throw the ball.
Why he turned his back? The dude already stole two bases. You know he's going to steal home.
As a pitcher, as a guy who used to pitch, I didn't pitch in the majors or anything, but as a guy who used to pitch in high school, I was going, throw the ball!
just throw it
to the catcher!
I was just waiting for Ellie De La Cruz to pop up with an American Express card in his hand. Don't steal home without it. I mean, that's right. Major League's reference, ladies and gentlemen. that's what we got going on.
And that's the thing is, like, that team is loaded with young talent and talent that also has experience, but it's not like old, right? They've got just enough. Their old is Joey Votto.
Yeah, right.
And he's still.
Please, God, let this happen. Please, God, let them make the playoffs so we can have Joey Votto TikTok during playoffs. For the love of all that is good in the world.
I haven't seen his TikTok.
Oh.
Is he great? Is it really?
Joey Votto is a gift.
He's absolutely
to social
amazing.
Media. A gift to That's social fantastic. Media.
Yeah. It's there. But
you know, he's yelling at upper manager. You couldn't do this like 4 years ago. You sons of
right.
Sons of guns.
And it's incredible too with Cincinnati, because you think about, we were only like a year removed from them talking about, you know, we're not going to do anything to fix the ball club because the people only come in here and we're like, what the hell's wrong with ownership? Why are they so disrespectful to the fans? And all of a sudden, and I'm not saying it's ownership. I'm not giving them any credit on this one. Sorry, not going to do it.
You can't give this GM. Yeah,
the GM, the coach.
Scouting,
the players themselves for developing. I mean, because these guys are working. And that's the thing. Ellie De La Cruz said, the reason why I'm so good is because I worked my butt off to make sure I was good at baseball.
And you take six steps and you're at the next base.
Well, and then he said genetics, too. which is the same answer. I think he just copy and pasted O'Neill Cruz because he said, hey, I just worked really hard and they just happen to be 6'7". What do you want from me?
He's so
and
large.
Can throw 102 miles an hour to first base
as a shortstop. God forbid if you're in the outfield.
You sit there as a Cubs fan and you go, I'm never going to see another arm like Javi Baez's ever in major leagues.
Yep.
And then along comes O'Neill Cruz.
And guess what, folks? There's a bunch more coming because we just saw the draft and there's a couple of guys in there who are 18, 19, 20 years old and they can fire that thing like a pistol. It's unbelievable.
It's ridiculous.
What did I not do right that I couldn't?
Yeah, right.
Oh, that's right. I ate McDonald's a
See,
lot.
See, here's our problem.
Burger King.
I mean, I can at least lay claim that I had a single A contract.
Right.
In my hand to sign, but it was only because of my last name. And I'll freely admit that.
Dykstra?
I was a decent catcher.
Yeah.
I was serviceable.
See, I only did closing. That was my biggest thing. I never was a starter. I was always the finish it out.
Genetics just got in my
way.
Or
beanball guy. I was always the guy
that
hit
someone. What are you
talking
about? You're a walking walk waiting to happen.
A walking walk?
Think about his strike zone.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, dude. I would have been.
Especially if he gets into the crouch.
What was
What the hell are you going to do?
There was a player. What was the guy from back in the day in baseball?
Pee-wee something.
No, Eddie Cicotti. Or no, not Eddie Cicotti.
Is that who I'm thinking of? Because there was a guy that, like.
I'm going to have to look this up.
They couldn't get his strike zone.
Yeah, I'm going to have to. I'll look that up really quick here. But, yeah, man, you could get all the walks in the world.
Yeah, it's dude, I'm telling you right now.
Hey, Cubs, sign me.
No, when
Eddie
when
Goodell. Eddie Goodell was his name. He is considered the shortest MLB player.
It's Roger's dad.
Roger's dad.
He's considered the shortest MLB player of all
time.
How
tall was he?
He was, wow, this has to be, this can't be right. He was 3'7".
What?
Yeah.
You're 4
4'5".
Here's a quick picture of him for you to be able to see. That's him at
the
plate.
He was in the major leagues?
Yeah.
I didn't know he was that short.
This was during the war. This was during those war years where they needed to find replacement players. He was 1-for-1 on a walk.
So you're saying we just need another war?
One walk.
You just need another war and I'll just make the team?
Yeah, absolutely.
When the Cubs went out and got Aroldis Chapman.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
By the way, sneaky great trade by the Rangers.
Yeah, for Chapman at the right moment too.
Oh yeah.
My dream, because I had caught a kid from Dubois, Pennsylvania, when I was doing the AAU rounds,
mm-hmm,
that threw 96, and that mother trucker hurt.
Yeah,
I had to wear two batting gloves and put padding in to my glove when I caught for him. So when they got Aroldis Chapman, I would just sit in the stands and close my eyes and listen to
hear the
smack.
Ball.
Yeah. It's a loud.
I love those kind of things when you can hear the ball.
Yeah.
And then I would embarrass the crap out of Dominic and yell down because Ross was still catching at the time and be like, "Papa Ross, I love you." That's Dominic, when I, Dominic looked at me and goes, why do you like him so much? I was like,
yeah,
dude, he's probably one of the greatest pitch callers I've ever seen in Major League Baseball.
He's one of the best framers probably in baseball.
I'm talking like being able to pick the right pitch at the right time for his... He's caught how many no-hitters?
Yeah, he's studied.
He's been a handful of them.
Yeah. A lot.
Yeah, I was going to say, quite the amount.
He understood how every batter worked in every lineup because he watched film on them. And this was like, and then he would drag pitchers and he'd be like, come on, you got to watch with me because you need to see what I'm seeing so you know, so I don't have to always tell you what to do.
But see, that's the great thing is he's now working with, I will attribute probably Justin Steele and probably Stroman fixing whatever the hell was wrong with him last year to this year.
Yeah.
Yeah.
With being in that pen and having Rossi go, all right, I see Steele, where the hitch is getting in the giddy up.
Steele's step up was way more impressive to me than Stroman's. Cause I mean, everyone kind of knew Stroman. He's been in the league for a little while, but
he's been a good pitcher.
Steele, he started to like make a name for himself last season, and for him to like, with what he's doing right now, I mean, come on, you got to give some of that credit to Rossi. That
with Gomes, he's done a great job with him. Gomes has been great for them. And Amaya, I will say, too, has made great progress in his ability to call back there, too.
I will say this right now. There would be no better glee in my heart than to watch the Cincinnati Reds pull off the trade that no one saw coming and Shohei Ohtani goes, and you just see Shohei with Skyline Chili.
Everyone would just go, Cincy!
You know how much I hear from Ryan at work?
And Ohtani, you know what? Ohtani would just go, the zoo.
Big red machine.
All right.
I like a Johnny Bench.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, that's going to wrap up our baseball talk, recapping or going over the AL and NL Central. When we come back, we're going to have a little fun. We're going to have a little, what did you call it?
To sequel or not to sequel? That is the question we ask.
That's the question. Next segment here on Blow the Whistle on twitch.tv/sportstownshy.